The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Are high poverty schools getting all the funding that they need? That's the question at the heart of a debate in Washington about a new rule directing federal dollars to help at-risk children. Democratic Congressman Bobby Scott of Virginia Beach put that question to Scott Sargrat at the Center for American Progress during a hearing this week.
Are there districts that have students going to low-income schools receiving significantly less per student than those going across town within the same district?
Yes, there are significant gaps in many districts.
And how does the new standard deal with that?
It simply ensures that the Title I schools receive and the state and local funds that they are entitled to.
Not so fast, says Howard Kaiser at the Virginia Association of School Superintendents. He says Washington should trust that Title I dollars, that's the money directed at high-poverty schools, is being spent wisely at the local level.
Superintendents and school boards are not out here trying to find ways to skirt intentions based on law. They're not out here trying to provide disservice to children.
House Republicans say they want to let local school administrators decide if the money should go to other programs like magnet schools or career tech ed. Democrats say that would hurt the poorest children the most. I'm Michael Pope.